As we open to just our body and mind processes at work. Seeing our own hearts and minds. Recognizing the ways we get tangled up. It sometimes happens, and several of you have mentioned this recognition of, oh, this tangle, this way that this mind is engaged in struggles, and that it's just happening. It's not me. It's this mind's relationship to impermanent, unreliable experience. And this is like everybody has this. Minds in the world trying to meet impermanent, unreliable, uncontrollable experience, suffering and struggling with it. And that recognition of it's not personal here, it's the nature of a human mind to do these things. The mind kind of extrapolates from its own experience and has this understanding, a recognition of, wow, no wonder it's so hard out there in the world. No wonder there's so much struggle and suffering and pain and wars and oppression and that recognition opens the heart. What I've heard you describing is the opening of the heart to compassion. And sometimes even reflected back as self-compassion. A self-compassion, though, that feels impersonal in a way. Like this being here, too, suffering from these impermanent, unreliable, uncontrollable conditions and the struggle to navigate that. It's almost like we just feel the tenderness for this being. So self-compassion doesn't have a sense of like wrapped up in me. It's just that same compassion, that same sense of understanding a being struggling and suffering, and the heart that resonates and vibrates and in empathy with that suffering. This is the open heart responding very naturally. To the conditions of the world. And sometimes we go in through this doorway of suffering and it opens the heart to that compassion. And that open heart then can also be so joyful with the sight of shadows on a tree, or the seeing of bunnies, or the witnessing somebody delighting in a strawberry. Or hearing sometimes in the groups somebody understanding something, seeing their amazement. One of the privileges of sitting in these groups together, we all get to see each other amazed by the Dharma, can be touched by that amazement and feel amazed ourselves, resonating with joy. So this open heart is so beautifully responsive. This practice being very much a meet things as they are practice. We often do go into the dukkha, feel the dukkha, sometimes it can get a little myopic. The mind might just be thinking that's all there is, and yet in your descriptions too, we're all hearing the cultivation of so many beautiful qualities of heart and mind. The meeting of suffering, the meeting of things as they are, cultivates compassion and joy and delight and patience and trust and wisdom and calmness and equanimity. And curiosity. Sometimes at the end of a day of practice, maybe especially if it's been a dukkha day, I will consciously turn towards the wholesome qualities and reflecting back on the day. Yes, there was dukkha, but there was also patience meeting that dukkha. There was that trust that the mind could hold this. There were moments of joy and delight when the mind saw something and understood something. Kind of reflecting on, remembering the wholesome qualities that were naturally being developed, even as we meet things as they are. The heart qualities and the wisdom that comes from meeting suffering. These two are inextricably linked together. They grow together. But sometimes it can take, for some of us anyway, it can sometimes take a conscious turning towards some of these wholesome qualities to recognize that they are growing. There is a teaching the Buddha offers of conditionality. That has a similar kind of structure as the description of how suffering arises, but instead it's a set of conditions for how the mind what the conditions are for the mind to move from suffering to freedom. What are the conditions that allow that naturally to unfold as those are developed? And the first half of that list are many of these beautiful qualities: delight, faith, delight, joy, tranquility, happiness. These are cultivated as we engage in the path of practice. And to me, this pointing suggests we be aware of them, recognize them. They are actually being cultivated already. Maybe just a subtle shift of perception, a shift of perspective, and we can see the joy, the delight, the faith and trust that are here, growing in all of us. Appreciating these wholesome qualities. Appreciation, not as a grasping or attachment, but an appreciation of a being, much as the compassion is a turning towards this being, is experiencing the struggle, and the heart opens to that. This being growing in beautiful qualities, that's an amazing thing, deserving appreciation and respect. Appreciating the wholesome.